A little selfish is okay. Okay, fine. So we're up to page Resh Tes Zayin on the bottom, right? Okay. So he says like this. So again, Nachamal. So he established until now that's the getting to the Nakuda of the Gilui of Chassidus, the Gilui Baal Shem Tov, is that the Nakuda was to be Megala, not just to increase the light of Hashem in the world that's been increasing from Har Sinai already. But the Iker Gilui of the Baal Shem Tov is that the Kalim themselves are themselves Elikus. And Ar and Kli are both coming from the same Shirish, and they're both Giluyim of Hashem. Hashem reveals himself in the spiritual dimension, and he reveals himself through the physical dimension as well. Aris and Kalim are both Elikus. And Adrav, the Adrav, as we saw last time, is that it'll be revealed that Davka, the Elikus, the level of Hashem's presence, that's revealed within Kalim, Davka, that make up Kalim, is in truth a higher level of Elikus than the Elikus that makes up Ar. That's what he spoke about last time. Okay, so let's see in the bottom. So he says like this, Hein gam hirishu misnagdov shel Baal Shem Tov, Zatzal. So this is the point of contention, this is the point of isnagdos, of opposition that the Baal Shem Tov had. And the ikker point of opposition against the Baal Shem Tov, or the technical claim against the Baal Shem Tov, was the following question: if the Baal Shem Tov is correct that Molei Kolaretz Kavoydai, literally right, Eina Mulvadai Kipshuta, all these things, and the Kalim are made of light, or more than that, the Kalim are made of Elikus, and the truth is even a deeper Elikus than light. So why is the Baal Shem Tov the first one to say it, if it's true? Why didn't Rashi say it when on that pasuk of Molares Kvaydai, Rashi should say Kipshutai? You know, why is Rashi not saying it? So he says, V'lama yaitzihu as a pasuk min pshatai asher biru mekaydem. And who gives the Baal Shem Tov the ability to take the shot of pasuk outside of about the way from the way it's been interpreted all the generations? That it doesn't literally mean that the world is Hashem's covet. It means that this is a place that you could serve Hashem from, whatever the pshatim are. But if this is taka true, then why is the Baal Shem Tov the first one to say it? Shirak b'toich hakelim v'lamagash mikovet v'chias Hashem ninza. The earlier way of thinking was that only within the kelim and within the physical world, you know, it contained in there is the light of Hashem, but the physical world itself and the Kalim themselves are not Elikus. So where did the Baal Shem Tov, if he's right, then why is he the first one to say it? So he says like this, Avakavar Marna, but this is the biggest side. Avakavar Marna v'shanina mikaydim. We've said this and we've learned this before. Shekol ha-kadoshim lapidei eish ma'ari oylam. All the holy tzaddikim, the mamash, the fires of the world, the tzaddikim, loy pshatim b'lvad amru. This is a big yisai when it comes to Chassidus Bechlal. They weren't just saying pshatlach. They weren't just saying nice varts. You know, fits with the pasuk, Chassidus Shavart. That's not what was going on. Rakham, the next page, Reish Yizayin. Rakham shachiyas, neshamis, mamashiyas, imshichaben. They were using the vertlach, the Torah that they said, they were using that as instruments to bring down new levels of truth and new levels of reality, deeper layers of reality. Reality that was already there, but it's covered over like an onion. You know, like there's layers to it. And the way that tzaddikim peel back layers and reveal a truth that was already there, but not experienced, was by saying certain tires. And so the tires that the tzaddik would say would bring down a certain truth. And each tzaddik says a tire that fits with his neshama and with his level of reality of godliness that he's created to reveal. And it comes through those tires. I've given this example before, is that, you know, probably the greatest example of this type of way of thinking about Torah is with Gematrias. Gematrias is something that, there's mamish two different ways how to view a Gematria. One way, the most simple way is that you have an idea, which you know is a solid, true, you know, good idea in Torah, and it's worked through. So then you come up with a Gematria, like a bow on top. Like a cherry on top to make a nice, or the language of the Chazal, parparas l'chachm, like a nice, you know, to make it pop more. But not that the idea is coming from the Gematria, right? Because that you could come up with all sorts of crazy, you know, you have a vart, you have an idea which is solidly rooted in like logic and whatever, you know, and then you have a gemash. That's the way simple people do gemash. That's the simple approach. But then there's another way. With the, in the Kisvari, for example, or by the tzaddikim, they're not coming. The gematrias that they come up in the Kisvari, for example, which are, you know, very complicated and sometimes like, you know, not just like simple with a koil. You know, we're talking about, you know, extravagant ways of making gematrias. The way to understand it is that the Arizal is trying to bring down something, and he needs to create avenues and systems in which that truth can come into the world or to be revealed in the world. And that those avenues, those systems, those pipeways are through Torah, and particularly gematrias. So the Arizal would come up with a gematria specifically custom-made, not just as a nice bow on top, but this is how that truth is coming into the world. So when the Baal Shem Tov said that vart, it was like, it's not a vart, oh, it's a nice vart. That was the moment in time that was prepared from the 6 days of creation, that this is the moment for that truth to be revealed. And the way it's going to be revealed is through Torah. The Rabbanu Shem created the world through Torah. So every layer of discovering the world also has to come through Torah. So the Rabbanu Shalom, so there are certain Torahs that are not just ideas. These are moments of like a new creation. Like there's a new Hashemayim Arts Hadasha. There's like a new world that's being created or being revealed through these Torahs. See, that's what he says over here. Umikaidem, so that's what he says. So from the earlier generations, where the level of experience that the Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to have was She'ikar Hamshachas Hayulaham Shechas Ar Hapnimi Hamamalias Akelem. In the earlier generations, where all that the world was ready for was the experience of Hashem Yisbarach as a light that fills the Kelim. But Ukedushas HaKelim Asher Tzichon L'Kadesh Ha'isam Ha'yarak Kedesh Yuch L'Kabbalah Ar. And in that time, until the Baal Shem Tov, the only inyan of Kelim was that they should be able to receive the light of Hashem. And this world shouldn't interfere with Hashem's presence. And this world should be subdued or refined by Hashem's presence. But that this world itself has what to offer, the world, that wasn't the time for it. That level of reality was not revealed yet. Therefore, the Torahs that were said were Torahs that fit with the reality of pre the Baal Shem. So he says, and to the extent that the Kelim become refined, to that extent they'll be able to receive light. So since that was the level of reality, so therefore the understanding of the Pshat and Pasuk of Malas Kavodai, was also revealed in that way. Because again, every Vart, every word of Torah is revealing something. And since the world was ready only for that level of revelation, that there's light in the Kelim, so that's how the Torah was digested. Within the Kelim, the light and the vitality of Hashem is found. But when the Baal Shem Tov came, now was the time for a new era, for getting closer to Arishal Mashiach. As Ar Gam Shel HaKelim, that the light of the Kelim themselves, Shagam Hamar, that they themselves are made of light. And they're also Elikos. V'loy Mastirma, they don't conceal the light that you have to like work them. And no, they themselves are made of the same material, Rak Me'irim, and they also illuminate. So since that was the moment of where this deeper layer of reality was ready to emerge, so Gam Hadas Vasaga Shata Kosov, Molay Kolaritz Kvoidai. Therefore, at that moment also in history, the understanding of the Pshat and Pasuk, Molay Kolaritz Kvoidai, Gila was also then able to be revealed through the Baal Shem Tov, Shagama Kelim, Afagesh, and that even Kelim, even physical things, Or Kudushas Hashemi is Hashem's light, Molay Kolaritz Kvoidai, Kipshutai. So that's the sort of years that the Torah that the Tzaddikim say is bringing down that truth. That's why, by the way, we'll just end with this, but that's why I think I mentioned this maybe the first year for this, I think we mentioned that there's a stylistically a very different, big difference between like Chabad Breslov also has this Reb Tzadik, to a certain, yeah, Chabad especially is most well known for this, but the Torahs that you find in Chabad, Torahs that you find in Breslov and Reb Tzadik also are Barachava, they're expansive, long mamarim, pages and pages long, taking an idea and fleshing it out. Barachava. Mashenkin, we have by Polish and Hungarian, like the Bradishavar, Naim Elimelech, from like that, it's just like a vart. A vart. Now, That's not just a. So you listen. You could blame culture for that. You could say that culturally, that's just the way the Sadiqim thought. The Baal Tanya thought in more of a, you know, developed way, and that's it. But Lamaisa, what the Pizetz is telling us is that it's not like that. These are the Torah that Sadiqim say are being Megala truths. So when you compare, for example, the style of Chabad, let's look at Chabad in particular, where worldviews are being. The worldview of Chassidus is worked out, and it's being fleshed out by Harchava, as opposed to, let's see, you compare that again, like I said, to Lamil Melech, and the Torahs from those Batei Medrash, where it's like short, you know, contained vertlach like that. So you have to understand that it's coming from some. They're both being megala different sides of Chassidus. So, for example. One way to think of it would be is that when you compare, there's always two. When a Rebbe gives a shir, let's say I give that as a classic example. When a Rebbe gives a shir, there's always two sides to what's going on in the Rebbe's mind. There's the idea as the Rebbe understands it, and then there's the idea as the Rebbe is able to explain it for the Talmidim to understand it. The way the Rebbe understands it isn't just a seed, core, essence, form. When the Rebbe's thinking about the idea in that initial stage, he doesn't have to. It's not all fleshed out. All the words, all the mushals that he's going to use, all the examples, all the marmakaimus. It's just a core, like flash, like a light bulb. Truth, nakuda. It's just the nakuda. That nakuda that the Rebbe understands it as the Rebbe understands it. The Torah that the Rebbe is going to share as he understands it, that's called Chachma. That's called Chachma means a certain idea as it's understood to the owner of the idea, to the in the Malamed. But then what the Rebbe has to do is that he has to take that idea and now figure out how he's going to articulate that in a way that people will understand and also to fill a 4 to 5 minute slot. You know, so he has to figure out how to take the idea, be malbishit, be marichit, give mar mekaymus a question and answer. You know, it's like it's a famous story with Reb Chaim Brisker, right? That his father once found that Reb Chaim as a kid was like pacing back and forth. He said, "Chaim, what's the problem?" So Reb Chaim said, "I have a teretz. I just don't have a kasha. I don't have a kasha. I'm looking for a kasha to make it like pop." You know. So sometimes there's a nekuda. So that's how it works. And the chachma is not with a kasha. Chachma is just a core elemental nakuda of that only the Rebbe himself understands, because it's as the Rebbe understands it. And then what the Rebbe does is he has to take that nakuda, that seed, flesh it out, make it a holzach, make it harchava, to then people are able to receive. Chassidus has these two qualities as well. Since like what we learned by the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Sikh of the Yom Shatars of Chassidus, that Chassidus is the expression of Yechida. It's the expression of God Himself. So now, when you have Chassidus coming into the world, it itself emerges on these two levels. There's a side of Chassidus as it is understood from the Rebbe's side of you, and then there's Chassidus as it's going to be understood by the receiver. Am I making myself clear? So when you have, for example, the fact that, that the Naim Melech, like I said, the Marv HaShemesh, Kedusha Slavi, you know, the classic Chassidus form, Pshedlach, though that's a revelation of Chassidus, that's Mitzad Chachma. It's Mitzad what the light of Chassidus is within its own natural setting, within the mind of the Rebbe, so to speak. Chabad, it's with expansiveness, which is always associated with Bina. Bina is the quality of taking the idea of Chachma and developing it in a way that the Mekablim can sort of receive it. Now, the fact that usually when you give a shir, the Rebbe does not share the Chachma side. All he shares is the Bina side. So that means that even when the students receive the Bina and they receive the fleshed out idea, they're still not privy to the mind of the Rebbe himself. Because the Rebbe's mind sees it as Chachma, but that he's not sharing. And the Talmidim only experience it as Bina, which is the fleshed out thing. So everyone has their space. So the Rebbe's in Chochma world, the student is in Bina world. But since the whole lineage of Chassidus is for the physical world to become to experience itself as part of its origin, that there should be union, unity between the Rebbe and the student, right? Between Hashem and the world. The whole lineage of Chassidus is that unity. So therefore Chassidus itself is such a unique thing where Chassidus expresses itself in both forms. We have the version of Chassidus in its Chachma form, which is the schools of, like I said, for example, in Melech and Bartishev and so on. And we also have Chassidus as it's fleshed out, like in Chabad and Breslov and Barab Tzadik and so on. So what Chassidus is doing by offering both of the, by putting both of these out there, is reflecting on what Chassidus is about, which is not that the source, so to speak, the Rebbe, and the Talmud should be on different wavelengths, but rather everyone, there should be mamish unity, that the student should be able to experience the Chachma of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe should be able to experience the Bina of the student. Like that unity between Mashpi and Makabel, between the Rebbe and Talmud, between the higher world and lower world, that's what Chassidus is about. So, yeah, all these types of inyan. Like, again, this is the essence of Chassidus, as we said, is that there shouldn't be, again, Or and Kli, right? Again, it's the same algorithm. Or and Kli means like Rebbe and Talmud, right? Mashpi and Makabel. The whole lineage of Chassidus is that Mashpi and Makabel have to be united, that they shouldn't see themselves as separate. So when you have, so therefore that affects, that algorithm affects itself even in the style of Chassidic teaching. So since Chassidus is about uniting levels and uniting giver and receiver, so even in Torah, in the Torah of Chassidus, you find this where Chassidus is given in such and revealed in the world in such a way where the Torah of the Rebbe is actually given to the Talmud as well, where the Talmud can experience Chassidus as the Rebbe sees it, which is the Nekudah of Chachma. So they have. You follow what I'm saying? So there's that's the idea. Again, it's all about bringing together this unity of Chachma and Bina. And when those two things come together, when Chachma and Bina unite, what's the next thing that comes out? Das. Ki mala ha'aretz deya es Hashem k'man l'chasim. That's Arishal Mashiach. So since Mashiach is described like he himself said, it's a pasuk of Das. Das means Tevekas and Iskashas Delikos. Das always requires a yichud of Chachma and Bina. Chachma being the way the Rebbe sees it, Bina being the way the Talmud sees it, and the union between the two, the Rebbe should understand how the Talmud sees it. The Talmud should understand how the Rebbe sees it. And that's what Chassidus does. Chassidus gives us both Nekudas. The Torah of Chassidus was revealed both in Chachma form and in Bina form. Now the truth is, on a larger scale, this is what Torah is also. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, right? Torah Shebichsav would be like how Hashem, how the Rebbe views it. And Torah Shebal Peh is how the student processes it. And this is why we find also that a major avodah is to unite Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's why it's well known from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, at the end of his life, all he learned was Tanakh. But when he learned Tanakh, he learned it in such a way that all of Torah Shebal Peh was contained in Tanakh. This is the great irony of all. That's Chassidus. That's the way of Chassidus, of uniting Iris and Kalim, right? Of showing that the Kalim and the R are made of the same thing, where it's the same Sefer of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, mamish the same thing, Chacham being united, which is the Giloy of the Baal Shem Tov. The Groin was the Misnagid. The answer is, we always know that's all B'chitzonius. It's all B'chitzonius. The Misnagdus is part of the revelation. So really, at the end of the Vilna Gaon's life, it's revealed that he was really the Mechazig, the Sinyan of the Giloy Baal Shem Tov. And like the Tzemach Tzedek said, the Misnagdus of the Vilna Gaon always made sure that Chassidus didn't go crazy, and always maintained its purity through that Hasnagdus. But that's also the Vinyan. Whenever there's Chachma Bina that unites, that's the Nekuda of what Chassidus does, and that results in Kimol Arz Deyas Hashem K'machasim. Okay, that's why even Shabbos, and even going into from Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos like that, Arz and Kalem, okay, be marach with this, but Shavu Lichtige Shabbos, everybody.
How could it be that?